Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy. And in today's episode, we are going to cover one of the main energetic themes for April, which is self-trust. Self-trust. Now, this energy was coming through weeks ago, and part of what Spirit was sharing is how you and I, so many of us, we have self-trust in so many areas of our lives already. We can trust ourselves to do, to accomplish many things in life. We can trust ourselves to love, to care, to be good people. And what happens is we fall into patterns. And these patterns really keep us small. They keep us safe. They keep us from continuing to explore who we really are and who we really desire to become. Self-trust specifically around your own inner light, your higher self, your connection with source. What your intuition is telling you, that is the theme for April. There is a lot of noise out there in the world right now. That noise is only going to get louder. So how do you cultivate your inner sanctuary? How do you help yourself reduce any stress, worries, confusion, fear, any sense of lack? You do that by understanding how to get information, how to receive information from your intuition, your higher self. And that's part one. That part is what I've been sharing on this podcast for the last 2 years. Next, it comes down to once you have that information, once you receive it, the guidance, the insights, the action steps, the messages, do you trust what you received? Oftentimes, when I teach people for the first time how to receive intuitive messages, they almost don't believe it because the information's so simple. Well, it can't be that easy, or it can't be that straightforward, or that guidance won't move the needle for me. Self-trust is about saying, this is the information I'm receiving. I know what I'm receiving is from my inner light for my highest and best. And it feels good to act on it. It feels good to believe it. With this mass awakening of consciousness that's happening in our world, with computer-generated ideas, new versions of experiences that are going to be computer generated, more than ever, we are going to be called to trust our inner knowing and our intuition. AI can generate false videos. AI can do a lot of really good things too, by the way. I'm going to take a quick side note here because one of the things that Spirit has shown me is AI is going to really help reduce the amount of mundane tasks humans are required to do so that we can live more. That's not to say this transition will be an easy or a smooth one. It can be. It certainly can be. As a whole, some people don't like change. So getting back to trust, self-trust. If you think back to fifth grade history class, let's use math actually. Math is a better example. Fifth grade math class, you knew that if you learned certain equations and input certain numbers, you could expect specific results. You took a test. People around you, including yourself, got the test back, looked around. Everybody got different grades. Everybody knew what the actual outcome was supposed to be. You could say the same for corporate jobs. Corporate jobs ask you to fulfill certain roles, certain tasks, certain duties on repeat. And your boss and you know what the desired outcome is meant to be. Then you enter this world where you are exploring journaling, meditation, movement, breathwork, yoga, dancing, energy healing, mediumship, tarot, all of the different things. And you go into your inner world, and there can be people around you in a breathwork session, but everyone is going to have a different experience. So how can you trust what it is that you've received, the information you've received, the knowledge you've received? You absolutely can. And know that the most important thing about cultivating this spark, this light, this energy within you, while all energy is universal, you are the beautiful conduit that makes it unique. Your experience, your stories, your perspective, all of that evolves the energy into something that can be made so much better for mankind by taking care of yourself, by sharing your joys and passions with others, big or small, doesn't matter. It's all needed. It all counts. So as you go on this journey within yourself, as you continue to cultivate more calmness in your life, more expansion, you know, I don't always call it a higher vibration or the higher version of you, because really, if you look at energy, it's the expanded version of you. You will grow more based on the self-trust that you develop. It will help you filter through what's real and what isn't. What do you need to understand? What do you not need to worry about? Everybody's here with different purposes. And the trust is what will make you feel the most safe within yourself, the most satisfied, the most joyful. Developing self-trust. It will help you navigate different energies. It could be the energy of shopping at one store versus another. It could be the energy of an event. Could be anything. And really honing in on that. In the Intuitives Toolkit, which is a monthly active membership, for the month of April, the live session is going to be cultivating deep self-trust with your energy and intuition. I'm so excited to teach this class. In addition, we have energy meditations, activations, affirmations, and other mini courses This is a live, active membership. Think of it as like Harry Potter's library. When I was talking to the guides about this, I was like, it's not a stagnant library. And they're like, how about the one in Harry Potter? And I was like, oh, yes, there's magic for you around every corner, because that's exactly what the Intuitives Toolkit does. It helps you be an incredible human and develop your magic as well. We'll take a moment to set an intention for ourselves for this month. From your inner light, I set the intention for divine clarity and truth around my unique energy as I hone in and feel into a deeply connected experience of self-trust. Thank you for being here and doing the work you do. I'm excited to see you inside the Intuitives Toolkit for those who feel called. Until next time. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to hit the follow and subscribe button. And as always, you can join other light-minded souls on Instagram. You can find me at emilymarie.energy or in the free Facebook group. The links are in the show notes. Bye. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal spiritual journey towards inner peace, inner calm, developing your intuition, and inner wisdom. I am not a psychologist, financial advisor, or a medical doctor, and do not offer any professional health, financial, or medical advice. If you are suffering from any psychological, financial, or medical conditions, please seek help from a qualified professional.